Hello, everyone, and welcome to Size Talk, another episode here for your daily dosage of the size community and other things that need to be talked about. Today's issue that we're looking at today is where it comes to PayPal, banks, and other people trying to not allow any more NSFW content. The reason why I say that and the reason why I say the question that way is because if you haven't noticed lately, a lot of social media networking people have automatically started to take away more and more options of allowing sex workers or adult workers or artists that make NSFW content and those producers that make also size related or NSFW content, porn in general. But now we've come to the point where people are just going, hey, you know, I made the money, I earned the money, so shouldn't I be able to spend it like how I want it to? But then again, we come towards the banks. The banks are the ones that have majority of the problems because they think it's either something they don't want to deal with, or it's something that's just like, no, we don't want to see that here going at the banks. I mean, they don't need to spend that on porn and whatnot. So see, that's where all the questions are. And mind you, these are theories that could be going on here just because of why PayPal has become so difficult to even buy anything with it, or artists can't use it to be able to send people commissions or things like that. A friend of mine had a PayPal and they couldn't even get a commission because PayPal automatically assumed it was something fraudulent or something suspicious, and it decided to delete their account, which that made no entire sense whatsoever. Same thing with several other people, such as some producers where they have the same problem, where people try to spend money for a video of theirs and then PayPal automatically finds it either as a fraudulent charge or something very suspicious. That brings a lot of questions to why and how come they have not fixed that problem, and shouldn't they just mind their own business, especially when it comes to someone having their own money that they earned, want to spend on whatever they want to. Thus comes down to the next thing, where when you look at social media these days, when it comes to Facebook, people can't advertise things on Facebook because it has now hunkered down on anything that is NSFW related. Same thing with Tumblr. Twitter is just, they're not actually going down on NSFW content. They're just trying to tell you, please use the option that says content is sensitive. That's all they're saying. They're not trying to do what Tumblr did. They already see that and they saw how horrible that went. So do not listen to what people say when they're saying, oh, Tumblr's becoming the same way. No, it's just them telling you, hey, just use the content sensitive, or like in most people in the community, in the size community on Twitter, just put the thing that says no minors allowed, or put the you must be 18 or older to follow this Twitter account. If you are younger than that, I will automatically delete you or kick you out or block you. There's a lot of things you can do to easily make sure that, you know, you can protect yourself from minors showing up on your account. So just so people know in the size community. Next thing is when it comes to Instagram. Now, Instagram has been the biggest area of becoming supremely picky of what you post. Apparently, Instagram has become so picky for the fact that they say, oh, a little bit too much skin in the picture? Well, there's a problem here. Gotta ban that account. Or anything that involves like showing too much of a pornographic or showing too much of that person's said body. And they have immediately a problem with it. So thus becomes to the point where if you have an Instagram, you see yourselves automatically either being shadow blocked or shadow deleted, or just deleted in general from Instagram, which brings a lot more frustration and problems as you see the smaller and smaller circle of anybody advertising their work or content or things like that. It becomes more and more of a problem. And people are like, where else am I going to go to do this type of stuff? There are new social media websites coming out, such as Pillowfort.io and several other versions of Tumblr that are allowing more and more NSFW content. If you want to check out those, I'm pretty sure I can leave a comment down there, or something in the description for you to go check out the website yourself. Pillowfort.io is still in the early access works, but it is a website that looks very promising. But thank you for listening, guys. Hope you listen to more of my episodes. If you haven't heard Size Talk before, we are a size-related podcast. We talk about size related stuff in the community and things that really need to be described and talked upon. But thank you for listening, guys.